The second joyful mystery, the Visitation. As we meditate on Our Lady's visit to her cousin Elizabeth, we really meditate on the fire of charity of Our Lady, who, though she just received the most amazing news, didn't think of herself but went running to help her cousin in her pregnancy. And through this act of charity, in fact, she communicates the gift of God that she has just received. And she communicates it first to her cousin and to her unborn child, St. John the Baptist, who recognizes Jesus in the womb. And in that we see precisely the way in which God communicates himself to us, that is, through our love, the love that we have received from others, and the love that we give others. And in this very love, we receive God's love. God cannot communicate himself unless we help him in some way. He makes himself willingly depend on our help and our little love in order to communicate to others the immensity of his love. This is what St. Paul writes in the first letter to the Thessalonians. But we were gentle among you, like a mother taking care of her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you had become very dear to us. When God gives himself, he gives himself through us. When St. Paul preaches the gospel, he gives his very life, he gives his very self to those to whom he communicates the mysteries of God. And so we are going to pray this decade in the intention of all those to whom we are going to communicate this gift of God entrusted to us. And we're going to pray that the Lord may increase our love for them, and that he may communicate himself to them through us. We're going to pray especially for our families, for our close ones, for our friends, from all those who are dear to us and who do not yet know the love of God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.